Steve Rosich is the Fremantle Dockers Chief Executive. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Gareth. Good introduction. You've set it up well.
How are you?
Good, mate. Good. It was a good day yesterday to officially tell everyone that the deal is done and we can now move to what you described quite correctly as the most important part in the process, telling our very loyal partners and members and supporters, this is what the new stadium looks like, this is what is available, this is what the prices are, and this is how you go about securing your seat in a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
So what of that information can you share with us this morning, Steve? Because for many people, the decisions they make over the next couple of weeks could secure where they sit for the next 30, 40 years.
That's right, and that's why it is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It's a 50-year deal, so that means, you know, in the order of 550 home qualifying games to come, and our members and supporters will get their chance over the coming weeks to get the first pick of the seat. So in terms of the process, firstly today, members will be provided access to the virtual venue, which is cutting-edge technology from the United States, which provides members an inside look at the stadium, all the different seats that are available, and the prices of those seating. And we're pleased to say that there's six categories of seating for members that we've come up with, which is greater than the four that was available at Domain Stadium. So lots of diversity. There's not a bad seat in the house, and indeed lots of good ones. So six categories, and those prices released today. And Gareth, I don't mind giving you a bit of an insight scene, so you'll get the scoop. But the next step in the process is then, once they've had the chance to digest that virtual venue in the order of a week, so around about the following Monday, they'll then get access to where the club has allocated their seat in the first step in the process based on their current location at Domain Stadium. And then members, in priority of their length of membership, get the chance to move to alternate seats if they wish to upgrade or indeed, you know, downgrade, so to speak. And importantly, add family and friends, because it is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get your seat at the stadium, sit with who you want to, and get ready for the next 50 years.
So, Steve,
in terms of the scoop...
Sorry, go on.
Go on, Gareth.
I was just going to say, so there'll be a pre-allocation by the club, and then
there's
six different tiers, and then people will have the opportunity to be able to make changes from there if they want or not, with longer tenured members getting first bite of the cherry.
That's right. That's exactly. You're spot on, mate, in terms of how it's going to work. We think that makes sense to reward people who have been members for longer to get that first chance. But importantly, everyone gets allocated what the club has considered a like-for-like seat at the wonderful new stadium, and they'll get that information from next Monday. The scoop, and a lot of people, the two key things which people think about in all the research that we do and just understanding our members and supporters is, where is my allocated seat and how much is it going to cost? So hopefully I've answered the first question. They'll get a good look at the stadium from today. They'll then know next week where their seat is, and they'll also understand all the alternate prices that are available in those six categories from today. What I'm pleased to say, because of the deal we have struck and our focus on affordability, is we're able to offer what we understand is the most affordable 11-game reserve seat membership in the AFL, starting at just $249 for adults.
Wow. That is a good deal. That is, by any definition, a good deal.
It is when you prorata that over 11 games. And indeed, that's for a Category 6 seat. And the Category 5 seats start at $329. So there'll be over 10% of the stadium, in the order of 7,000 seats, available for adults, and concession and junior prices are indeed less than that again. So over 10% of the stadium available from $329, and in fact down to $249 for adults.
Okay. Whereabouts will those seats be located, Steve?
At various blocks around the stadium. Our membership team have done a great job over the last few months in sitting in almost every seat in the stadium and making sure that they're allocated to the appropriate category. As I said before, there's not a bad seat in the house, so it's not about better or worse. They're just different locations around the stadium, and as I said, a core focus by a football club in striking this arrangement with the state and the operator is making sure we can provide affordable options to our members and corporate partners. And in that respect, our corporate partner premium products are also launched today. Lots of different packages available, very unique packages. And again, core focus is affordability.
Steve, for people who haven't been through the venue, which is most of us, it's very difficult, I think, to get your head around all the different options that are available if your sort of frame of reference is Domain Stadium, Subiaco Oval. I presume that that presents both a great opportunity but also a challenge in you trying to figure out what products you offer at what levels.
It is, and Gareth, this has been a long time in the making in terms of, and I understand you yourself as I've had your background in sport and your love of it. You've looked at stadiums around the world as yep. well, and we've spent a lot of time and energy in looking all around the world and then fed into the design. And what we can say is that it is a fantastic stadium. It's equal to the best stadiums in this country. In fact, the amenity for members, supporters and corporate partners is arguably the best there is available in this country at the new Perth Stadium. So the fact that we can provide affordable options and with the quality that people are going to experience, we're really excited about.
So existing members will get all of that information imminently. If people aren't members, now that there's a bigger stadium, is there more opportunities for people to get on board and join the Dockers if that's what they want to do?
Exactly. So 60,000 seats gives us great capacity to add to the number of people that can be reserve seat members of the football club and experience AFL football at this terrific venue. So the first step is ideally they'd find friends and family that are already members and piggyback on to them. That's ideally what we'd like them to do. Alternatively, they can contact the club, and the process for new members starts just after current members. We can't wait to welcome more people to the Fremantle family.
Well, there you go. There'll obviously be lots of options available, but that is significant news that Fremantle now offering the most affordable 11-game home game package in the AFL at $249 for adults and obviously upwards from there. Steve, really appreciate your time on the morning program today.
Thanks for your time, Gareth. Have a good day.